Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday program, BBS Radio, and Creation Lightship Healing Program. The day today is February 24th, 2016. So we got a lot of even numbers. Boy, full moon the other night, too. So anyway, let's clear the date. Here we go. So clearing February with the word February. Here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, we'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll clear the numbers. So here we go. 1. This is the numbers of the 2, 2, 4, and 2, 0, 1, 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And do a clearing for situations that you could have. Could be emotional, could be mental, could be physical. So think of one specific incident that you're dealing with or have dealt with that's haunting you. So here we go, releasing that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And we're going to energize the light beams now. So look at them. Bring them up on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in the female energy tonight. We don't really always bring in male, but we'll bring in female. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll bring Michelle up tonight. So, Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Fun, and welcome, and welcome to everyone who's listening tonight. And hopefully there's some new people listening tonight who attended the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo and got the phone number from the card that I was handing out while I was there, and possibly wanted to get on the radio show and hear a little bit more about Creation Lightship. And I was letting people know that, you know, we do sample healings, and we also give a lot of information on the radio show, so it's the best way to learn about what this all is and how it all works. And there's so much to cover, so that's why we do 4 live radio shows a week. So LA Expo was really fun, and I had a great time. It looks like a lot of people had a great time. So did you want to say anything about it, Ron? And then maybe we can talk a little bit more about the LA Expo, how it went this weekend.
Well, what I enjoy is when I start making people real, I'm looking at all these people. This is like in my whole life, you know, looking at these mannequins and people that aren't really 100% here. And you start off, you know, as I'm talking, and then I normally within maybe 15 minutes to half an hour, depending on what type of event I'm doing, I'll start making them real. And boy, what a difference. I mean, it's like, for me, it's like looking at fish in a fishbowl, you know, and they're there, but, you know, there's no real presence, but they are swimming back and forth. And then when they're real, it's like, wow, they're like in technicolor. And the whole room energy completely changes. So if anybody's listening who was at one of those events where I did this, you know what I'm talking about. And you're probably all holding pretty well since, you know, we're going on. You're probably losing it maybe in about a week, basically, if you don't get emotional or get attached to something. But if not, you're probably staying pretty human. Well, your 10-minute rest book is no longer in effect as you're here. So anyway, for me, it's quite interesting to watch. And you know, all of a sudden, these people feel solid. And it's not like you're looking at a mannequin or a painting of them, you know. So anyway, that's how I feel about it, you know, looking at the expos. And quite enjoyable talking to humans. And they even start to laugh. But clones, replicas, don't normally laugh too much. You know, they just kind of like take it all in. and don't really know what to expect. Where humans, they kind of laugh at the clones once they get out of the clone mode. So anyway, I guess that's you, Michelle. Do you notice anything like that, or do you have any comments?
Yeah, I do generally notice it's very interesting. It's for me, it's more of a feeling. It's not necessarily something I see, but it just generally feels, I'll say, lighter. People do ease up a little bit. They kind of just relax, like their body relaxes, even though they may not. They're like trying to hold, no, I'm in my brain and I'm thinking about something, but their body visibly relaxes, and they don't quite know what to make of it because maybe they're still in their head a little bit, but I can see this kind of delight, like, oh, I feel a little lighter. And I've seen like the entire room, the energy just kind of, I don't know how to explain it, except it relaxes and it feels lighter. And yeah, there's a little more humor in there, which is interesting because I haven't like studied humor, but I, you know, love funny things and everybody loves humor. And it's really interesting how it does take a certain amount of, yeah, just lightness to go, oh, well, maybe something happened and maybe it was, you know, kind of hard to deal with, but you know, let's kind of have a laugh over it and just lighten up. So it's just, you're actually watching people lighten up. It's pretty cool. So that's kind of interesting.
And the clone replicas are probably, remember, these are clone humans, okay? And they're probably trying to sort out the mentalness of what I'm talking about because they're not really connecting to their body. And then once they become human, now they're their body, and they really understand what I'm talking about. Because you have the body awareness that's acknowledging that it's nice to be real, where otherwise you're kind of trying to put what I'm talking about into boxes and try to figure out, you know, from your teachings on Earth here and teachings of the New Age movement and stuff of what I'm talking about. And I haven't had that many people walk out, which was kind of nice. And I think maybe they had at the most 7 people, which, you know, what do you expect from a clone, you know, to run, you know? Maybe the database probably got filled. They probably heard 100 words, and that's all they could keep data on was 100 words. And they had to leave because they were getting confused. There's nowhere to put the information, so they just thought they were wasting their time. And that's sort of kind of what it feels like when they leave, like, okay, well, another one bit the dust, you know, they're leaving. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and I noticed in general that, so our booth felt very clear around the area, and I was running the Aliens to Light clearing the entire time on my phone. It was quiet in the back, but like if you were in the light chamber, you could actually hear Ron counting in the background. And so the area around our booth was very light, felt really good. And then people would walk by, and for the ones that stopped to look at our booth and would see, like, the light being up on the computer monitor, many of them would just stop and just pause for a moment to kind of figure out, I don't know what it was, or a lot of them say, it feels really good here. And I have to stop. Like, it just feels really nice right here. I just want to stand here. And then I would say, you know, do you want to do the free 5-minute clearing? It'll clear you, your body, of the last 5 days of densities, mental, emotional, or whatever you've accumulated. There's a couple samples on there. And, you know, a lot of people were like, yeah, and they'd do it. And then maybe they'd talk to us after, or they might just kind of walk away. But it's interesting because that was my first experience the first year as well, where I just did it and then I wasn't sure what to make of it because I'm trying to mentally process what occurred. But then when you go home, it's like, oh, gosh, I do feel better. And I'm not sure what exactly did it, but I couldn't stop thinking about the creation of my chip. And I couldn't stop going, maybe I need to go on that website. So hopefully other people have had that experience too. And they're curious enough to search and see if this is something that might help them. Maybe there's something they're looking for. So, it was fun. I had a great time. And I think a lot of other people did too. So, Ron, we have some people who have written into the radio show, and not necessarily about the expo, but a really nice testimonial that I'd love to read.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to do that? Okay, I'm going to read the entire thing. So it says, just wanted to write and let you know how my healing journey has gone. I was an elite gymnast, and by the time I retired, I was left with a lot of injuries. I have been in chronic pain in my back, shoulders, and neck for the last 20 years. I had tried chiropractors, kinesiology, acupuncture, lots of forms of massage, and trigger point therapy, different forms of energy clearing, cleansing, and lots of other things, but none of them helped. I still had debilitating pain. I have been doing clearings with Ron since 2012. I have done the emotional clearing, spirit and death barcode clearing, entity clearings, the body jumpstart mental clearings, and others, but 4 years later, I was still in a lot of pain. But here comes the good news. When I did the pin clearing call with Ron, finally, no pain. I wake up in the morning expecting the pain, but it is totally gone. I am very thankful to be at the end of this 20-year journey. It feels great to finally have this pain gone. I encourage others to keep going if they have not got the result they are looking for yet. Thank you. Kind regards, a listener.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you don't know what clearing is going to really help you. And as the reason why we're bringing out maybe newer clearings or different clearings right now, because they haven't really put any new clearings up for quite a while. And the only reason why I'm putting up new ones is because you listeners out there doing the clearings are enabling me to look deeper into you and to figure out a clearing for, you know, yourself. And also, you know, it's like the onion peel, you know. So you're doing these clearings, and I'm able to see more of your onion peels going through. So the shackle call that I'll be doing a pin clearing, so the pin clearing is going to be on, I believe, Saturday the 5th. Okay, yeah, the 5th. It'll be before the 4-hour call on Saturday. That'll start our intensives that we have each month. So it'll start at 10 a.m. and go to 12:30. So I'll need to get that kind of organized here. Maybe you know, I think it's a $30 donation on that one. And we'll be doing more pins for people. Unfortunately, you know, I would really have loved to have all the pins released, you know, on the calls that I do. You know, we did a lot of pin release and removal on the 8-hour calls, and I would like to have them, you know, get cleared. Like maybe you got, you know, 500 pins, and we do a bunch of pins, and they're gone. But somehow that doesn't seem, you know, to work that way. There's more that are maybe deeply embedded in people. So we're doing that pin call just for that. And then we'll see how that works out. I'll probably do the month after that, I believe, or sometime, let's see here, when we go to the next month. Maybe on the Saturday call or sometime maybe in April, we'll say, I'll be doing shackles. Shackles are very interesting. You're going to find yourself getting rid of stuff on you from past lives. So I'm planning to do that maybe, I'm guessing, not knowing all the dates of the programs that we have, but I think maybe the 9th, very possibly, April would be when we're going to be doing shackles before the 4-hour call. So, but the shackle release is like, wow. It's very, very, very good. If you have stuff that, you know, you may not realize you can't move your neck or something, or maybe having a hidden ache or pain in your body, not knowing where it came from, and the shackles could be, you know, from anything, any alien group, as far as you being held captive someplace, even in the beyond, or having maybe chains or ropes or something attached to you, you know, legs, arm, you know, body, you know, some type of boats going through you, etc., that you really don't know anything about or can even comprehend it. So anyway, we'll be doing that call coming up, but probably after the pins, I guess. So we'll see how the pins work coming up next month here. So I guess back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, wonderful. So this testimonial is very interesting to me, Ron, because it brings up a major point that many people have all sorts of body pains that they've accumulated throughout their life for various reasons, you know, pins or shackles or just what they did in this lifetime, which could include a lot of sports or activities. And there's so many different types of healings on your website, and they all work on very specific things. And it's good to do many of them, depending on what you feel you need or what you're trying to accomplish. But this person basically came down to, I tried a few things. Those didn't work specifically to heal his pain, although they probably helped with other things. It sounds like spiritual things and things to help his spirit or to make it so that he's going to live a better life while he's here, the death barcode. But when you're choosing different clearings or healings that you want to do on Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com, there is a huge list. And Ron always says, like, you know, you don't need everything, but there are things that you're going to feel, oh, wow, you know, that's been an issue for me. And if I do this healing, it's going to help. And sometimes it takes a couple different ones to really hit the one that's really, like, most beneficial or effective for you. But I encourage people to just, if you haven't figured out exactly what's going to work for you, to just keep going, because I and many other people that I've spoken to have said, like, oh, yeah, I tried this and I tried this. And sometimes it's like the emotional healing and bam, that fixes all your problems you've ever had in your whole life. You know, that would be fantastic. That was not the case for me. I had to do a couple different ones. But the point is my body pain is completely gone. I feel like healthy. I feel very young, healthy, alert, energetic, and peaceful, mostly. Not like hyper energetic, but just at peace. And I'm not really sure which clearing did it. It was probably an accumulative effect. Maybe if I would have written down exact things that happened to me during each one, I would be able to say, you know, this certain one really did it. Probably I could say the body jumpstart did a lot of healing for me. But the point is that just keep going, because there is something on Ron's website that can help with everything, because any issue that you could have is not intrinsic to who you are. So I firmly believe that everything can be healed, and Ron probably has something that can do it. So there you go, Ron.
So what you want to start with, you know, like we always say, emotional clearing. So if you're brand new to the website and you go, man, I have pain, I'm going to do that pain body clearing. No, don't go there. Just do your emotions first and do entities. You know, let's say you're in pain. So emotional, do entities. You could probably do something else. And then do the pain body. So the pain body, you know, is kind of at the tail end of things. And entities can bring you pain. What I explained to a lot of people at the expo is that, you know, when you're first born, you have all this radiance and your spirit has been cleaned off, whatever came in here to incarnate. And it's been cleaned off, raring to go. And then as the young child, baby, starts to learn how to live a life here and to have mentors and teachers like your parents, you know, you get taught yes, no, stop, go, and everything else about living here. And those start to key in and trigger your DNA. And then the DNA gets triggered, and all of a sudden, you know, I can probably say for sure by the age of 10, you're fully loaded, man. You're ready to go with this backpack, stuff full of all this crap because you've been learning how to live here and everybody's belief systems. And now you start your journey for self-destruction because you activated the DNA. Whether you're watching TV or DVDs, movies, you know, hearing the news, watching people around you, this all keys all this stuff in you. Remember, a baby's not watching that stuff. That's why they glow. They don't have that DNA corrupted or brought forward from the past. So now, at the age of 10, you're now on your downhill slide, and you're going through events, going through accidents, going through problems, whatever. That the DNA is there, and your body goes, you know, I got this blockage in my right arm here, and man, it's, you know, I want to get rid of it. So the human here isn't very conscious of the right arm. They think they're going to live forever. They're invincible. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to the soul family now, and because I have this blocked DNA in my body, I'm going to go to my soul family because I want to have my arm healed. And I am now going to have somebody in my soul family set me up so I break my arm. And so the body goes along with that. Spirit makes that spiritual contract with you and from your soul family. And voila, you get a broken arm. But normally things happen, you know, much gentler before, you know, you have a major situation going on. Remember, you always have clues, but you don't always see them. Now you have a broken arm. Now where's your attention? Oh, my arm's broken. Boy, I thought I could live forever. Now I got this pain in my arm and a cast on it. And, you know, now you're putting focus there. Now, naturally, you don't figure out why you have it. You just think, you know, something happened and you got it. You know, or it's, you know, Steve's fault for hitting you with a baseball bat by accident or whatever, you know, or somebody shoved you and you broke your arm or you stepped off the curb and broke your arm or whatever happened. It's always something normally you think is external to you. You don't realize that your spirit set yourself up, set your body up to have this problem because it's a major problem with you. So everything that you deal with kind of works that way. Now, oddly enough, you know, when I was doing the session this weekend, making people real, when they were still standing up, in the room, because I would do half the room at each time. And I'd ask people, I said, how do you feel? And do you have any aches or pains now that you had before? And most people said, no, it all went away. I said, well, yeah, your real body, you know, that's not living on all these timelines, is probably fine. Remember, you're only real three hours a month. So the people got relief of whatever their condition was because the condition was strictly fabricated on timelines that they were living. The real you, you know, was probably perfect, or at least, you know, far less, traumatized and involved with the pain and stuff. So you have to realize what the aliens are doing to you on these timelines. You don't want to be a multidimensional being, because you're all over the place having troubles. Like I mentioned, I normally mention this, but I'll go over it again. On the timelines that you live on, your dreams, deja vu, you know, whatever you have going on that you really don't know about until you start, you know, doing clearings and you realize that, yeah, I think I'm out there someplace. Well, normally, you know, being tortured, but the timelines normally will not cause you your death, okay? They don't want to kill you. They want to live off you with all of your pain and suffering. Now, the tangent timeline, so you're out there on these maybe 1,000 timelines, you know, breaking your arm, we'll say. Or we'll just say skidding your knee on a bicycle, okay? You're younger, you're doing that. And they're still working. Those timelines when you were, you know, 6 years of age, learning how to ride a bike, they're still active out there. You know, have you shut them down yet? Have you cleared yourself off those timelines? Maybe not. No, it'll haunt you until your physical body dies. So you want to get off those timelines. But the the tangent ones out there, the ones that the aliens are out there maybe remote viewing your timeline, and you're not going to die on them, because if they kill you, then they lost out. Not going to have you die on a timeline. But the aliens may say, you know, boy, this person's just what I was looking for, the perfect specimen. And then they will abduct you on a tangent timeline, and that's where they do their artificial inseminations and, you know, sperm donors and, you know, experiment with bodies and arms and legs and things or whatever, you know, dissecting people. That's where they do that at. That's where a lot of your stuff comes from that you just can't explain, you know. And one of those is like if you're being poked, you know, all of a sudden you got a poke in your side, or you're, you know, all of a sudden you got a neck pain, or maybe you feel like a big pin going through your ankle or something. You go, wow, what's going on here, you know? So that's one, probably one of those tangent timelines. So those are good to get rid of, but, you know, that's still timeline crashing. I would think you could probably do tangent ones on that. I haven't put that on the website, but that's what those are. You know, maybe you're a woman in your, or even a man, and you're a sperm donor, you know, and they've taken all of your sperm and, you know, the eggs, and, you know, you're creating test tube babies. And you're the mother of hundreds, okay? So you got to kind of see what they're doing on these tangent timelines. And that's where a lot of stuff happens, where you have really, you know, a horrible life, and you're always in physical pain or something, not knowing why, is because they got you hooked up that way. I'll tell you a story. I was battling aliens, I don't know when it was. It was quite a while ago, maybe 5 years ago, in the underground tunnel, and also out in the Beyondo. And all of a sudden, wherever this was, and I think it was underground, if not mistaken, but I could be wrong, but I'm still out there, or in there, or someplace. But I come across these aliens with the human strapped to one of the gurneys, you know, one of the operating tables. And they normally strap your legs and your arms and across your chest so you can't move. So you're really, you know, you're stuck there. And then these aliens were going to take off some arms or legs or something off this person. And I went in there and I kind of like said, what are you doing? You know, you got to stop this. And they said, well, we just got this specimen here, but we just bought it for X amount of dollars, we'll say. You know, maybe they paid $5 for you. And and they were going to start to cut these body parts off. I said, you can't do that. It's the human. And they looked at me, and they actually had compassion. They may have even had a spirit in them. They thought they're working with a clone. And when they found out that they were working actually with a human, you know, because whoever sold that human probably said it was a clone. And so when they found out that it was a human, they were like really kind of like embarrassed and actually shocked. They were emotionally upset that they were going to do that to a human. So, you know, we saved the person, and they just were beside themselves that somebody would actually dissect a human, be like dissecting them, you know. They didn't like that whatsoever. That's one of the little stories that I have out there. So, anyway, that's what happened. So, you know, you could be out there on one of these tangent timelines as they're messing with you. So that normally you're going to have pain in your body, and it might be hard to get rid of because they're experimenting with you. And sometimes if you look at your arms or your legs or some parts of your body, it won't look real to you. And that's because they probably took the other part that was real, even on the clone replica human, and put something else on there. You know? So that's it. And it might have a different a body part underneath. Kind of like looking at somebody and say, hey, you know, you look like you have webbed feet. And they go, I don't think I have webbed feet. And you look at them, and they may not look webbed, but you can see the webbed foot overlay over it. And I said, well, you really have, like, you know, your leg has been replaced. You got, like, this bird leg or something. And then I'll take it off and put the real leg back on again. And they go, yeah, what a difference. Or even your hand, you can look at the palm of your hand when I do that. And all of a sudden you go, wow, yeah, the hands or my knuckles look different. And it looks like one doesn't belong here. It doesn't look like it's mine. But the other one does. And then I could do a change on that. To do those at the expo for people. So remember, it's interesting to watch people. They don't know where to put what I'm talking about. You know, they're kind of used to seeing stuff or hearing about UFOs and aliens, you know, from people who maybe were in the military or got some special intel. And they don't know, much of anything except for what they read in books. Or the person has been taken over, you know, with the cloned replica, and they go out on the circuit and talk about stuff. And they really don't have a clue because not involved with anything. Anyway, so back to you.
So, wow, I could talk about a billion things you just went over. But, Ron, for all the people that are possibly new to Creation Lightship or meeting you this weekend or whatever, could you introduce who you are? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a light being. I don't have any body energy. I was showing people that, you know, at the expo. People would look and put my hand up, and they'd put their hand next to mine. Some people wanted to touch me, but, you know, normally you just feel energy a few inches away. That's what you're kind of used to, and they don't feel anything. I go, yeah, you know, I'm not, I don't really live here, but I am here, and I have to figure out how to communicate because I don't live in time. That's why I can do all the healings and have, be who I am, because I don't live in time, and I don't resonate through timeline. And I don't connect myself to timeline. So I'm from source energy, and I get bilocated to source continuously. And that would be what we call the creation light shift. So back to you.
Yeah, and I also, I recall you were kind of, you know, having a little chuckle this weekend over the fact that when you first started doing this and talking to people about it, you were like, a lot of the male beings were coming through me, and I started to realize that that was a little too much for people to really grasp onto, so I started having more female light beings work through me when I was speaking. I thought that was interesting that you were saying that.
That's correct, yeah. My old self, we'll say, was strictly male. When I first came out, I used the E.T. Ron because I don't know what else I would use, you know. And so the energy was very male. And the male energy, as a matter of fact, it's like, you know, right there, you know. Take it or leave it, you know. And I do have a few of the older BBS programs. If you ever get an archive and I don't come up for air, we'll say, and you keep, they just keep talking and talking, and it's just simply fact. And either you get it or you don't. And, you know, that's your responsibility for yourself. And they don't have a lot of compassion because they don't live there. But the male energies, the male doctors, including myself, are just there to fix and to do that, in a sense, because, there's no wishy-washy stuff. So I had come out in 05, basically, and I had to take away a lot of the male energy that I would normally run. I'm probably running about 10% male and 90% female, because if I ran all male, I'd be scaring people to death, and they would run the other direction. So there's just no compassion with the male light being, or no, I guess compassion would be the word. There's no warmth there. It's just strictly 100% fat, and the energy is so strong that people wouldn't know how to handle it. So I had to get the females to come in so that I would be a little calmer, maybe, and not be so stern. As I'm talking, I'm actually running five female light beings. And one of those is probably Princess Diana. She's been with me for quite a while. And so she's choosing to share my body here, we'll say. So back to you.
Wow. And I know people recognize her as being a generally very compassionate and empathic person. I know people really, like, loved her in a sense, you know, as much as you can have an affinity for someone that you don't know and you'll never meet because she was royalty in this life, but I think people had, like, an affinity for her. Like, oh, they recognized that there was something really nice about her. So that's great. Thank you for going over that and letting people know, because, yeah, there's this kind of feeling among the New Age people that would be many of the people that came to the expo that there is, you know, a lot of suffering emotionally, mentally, and physically on many levels for many people, and they come to this to find something to help them, and they need empathy in order for them to open up and relax and accept healing. And as you know, when you're more relaxed, then your body takes to healing more, so that all helps, and that is kind of a female energy or a female trait, so that really helps us all as well. Right, while we're on the show, Ron, we have quite a bit more time yet, but we're coming to the last section of the show. I wanted to just go over how to do timeline crashes. I know there was a couple people who have had a lot of questions about it recently, and I have the window up right now, so I just wanted to talk people through it real quick. If people want to take notes, if they don't have the window in front of them right now, you might want to take notes, because I'm going to go over something that is going to be fundamental to making it go really quickly so that you can timeline crash a lot of things. And while people are getting that ready, Ronnie, to bring up the window or getting a pencil and paper so they can take notes, do you want to explain what timeline crashes are and why a person would want to do that?
Sure, yeah. Timeline crashes will take you off of timelines. So timelines are your parallel lifetimes, which you shouldn't be having. So, and also, anytime you talk about timelines, just put the word in there, alien abduction. You're abducted onto a timeline against your free will, free choice. And you're playing out typically the same scenario that you're doing here. So if you get into a car accident, we'll say here you will be in a car accident, all these timelines. And, you know, you could be on 10,000 timelines for a car accident because of the pain that you're in and everything else. So you want to do timeline crashes, and then you want to do, and I'll just talk about this, you probably cover it too, but after you do a timeline crash, then for 10% of that, you want to do a space-time. So if you do, say, let's just say that you do timeline crashes, we'll just say hypothetically for 5 days, then do, you know, at the end of that, do one of the days for space-time, and that way it'll bring you back here. You can be lost in space for a long time. If the aliens haven't found you, you're just out there floating around, you know, and want to bring yourself back. Another thing, you have the upside-down timeline. So what you do is write in after your name that you want to clear the upside-down timeline. That would be on the timeline crash. Just add that to it, and that will allow you to clear program that's going to be manifested on the timeline. So we'll say the timeline is the movie set, the whole film running with you in it, but the upside-down version is everything that's made up that event. So it's like the cake mix is on the bottom, all the ingredients are there, ready to manifest, and the top is the cake already made. So you want to clear both of those. These are all alien abductions that we're talking about. We do have a tutorial that somebody made, too, about, I believe, timeline crashes. But I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle. But you do want to get off of timeline. That's all of your abductions. That's how they abduct you. That's where you are in abductions, is those timelines, and it will replicate what you're doing down here. So if you have a bad day, believe me, they're going to capture you and make multiple timelines of that. Well, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. So first I wanted to go over how to open up the proper window that you're going to need in order to do the timeline crash. Okay, so when you, after you pay for the clearing on PayPal, it's $20 for a week of timeline crashes or $50 for a month of timeline crashes. And you want to try and start that immediately because it will not work for you after that time. So you just want to get in as many as you can while you have it. So you're going to get an email sent to you with a username and a password, and go ahead and put that in on the main web page. On the left-hand side, there is a green oval with a blue key in it that says Healing Login, and you click on that, and it has space for a username and a password. And you put in the one that you got in the email, and then that's going to bring up another window, but still not the window that you need to actually have up to do the healings. So it's another username, password window. So it says timeline crash 1 month, and then it says username and password. You're going to grab those two first, the username and the password. If you click on them to highlight them and copy and paste, it almost looks as if you're not clicking on them because they don't light up very much, but you are clicking on them as long as you know how to copy and paste properly, and many people do. So grab them or somehow open up yet another window with the healing login, with the green oval with the blue key, and then you're going to put that username and password in that key, and that's going to open up a timeline crash window. And I'm just going to talk about that one for now, and I'll talk about the space timeline crash after I'm done with that, because that one's so much easier to do, or it's the same thing, basically. So at the top of the timeline crash, it says this requested healing is for, and you're going to put your name in there. Underneath that, there is a box. It says, select the timeline to crash. Uncheck that box. It comes with the box checked. You want to uncheck it. Then there is a drop-down menu of timelines. It says timeline 1, 2, 3, 4, going up to 20. You can start with timeline 1. The next box that you do, you're going to make it timeline number 2. And I don't know if it really makes a difference, but it's a way to keep track of how many timelines you're doing. And Ron has suggested in the past to not do more than 4 timeline crashes on the same subject at a time, because it can be kind of hard on your body to let go of so much darkness so quickly. So 4 is what we recommend. Okay. Then under that, it says select or enter one special emotional issue with timeline to clear, and there's a whole list of emotional issues. You can choose whichever one. Let's say you feel angry about something. That is an option, so you click on angry. And then underneath that, there's a box, and above that box, it says other emotion or a location slash event involving the above emotions to be cleared. And in this box, this is very important. What you want to write in that box is crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, and then a colon mark or whatever, and then you want to put in the issue that you want to crash. And the reason that we say to write in crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, is what you're doing is you're letting the light beings know that once one timeline is crashed every 5 seconds or so, to just go on to the next one. And the reason we do this is so that you don't have to continually turn the timeline crash on. You can just let it run for days or minutes or like a few hours, however long you want. Okay, so Ron, how long do you think it takes for the light beings to crash each timeline? Is it a few seconds or?
It depends how many issues are involved in it, but typically, yeah, I would say that we'll just say a more difficult one could take up to 5 minutes, okay? But now remember, it depends where you are on the timeline. So I'll talk about that for about a minute here. So you're living a life with maybe 10 million other people who are on the same timeline as you. We'll just say that you're on the timeline of pain, okay? And then what else is on there? Well, they have maybe you have pain of getting a headache. Maybe you have pain of stepping on a nail, the pain of a car accident, a broken arm. You know, you have all different types of pain. So these are also subcategories that the aliens put you on. So we'll just say that you're on the one of having your big toe hurt, okay? So you're in the pain category, and you're on the one with your big toe hurting. Now you have a lot of friends that you don't know nothing about who are also sharing this same footage on the timelines. And so they're there with you, having their own particular scene on this timeline with the sore toe. And you may not even know them, but they're there having their situation the same time as yours. So you're all in different little rooms enjoying your holographic reality, which you could have exactly here, and they just copy and paste it there. You may be having with somebody in Japan having a bad toe, somebody maybe an Eskimo having a bad toe, maybe, you know, somebody somewhere else was, you know, having a bad toe in different countries. So maybe there's a million of these people, maybe even 10 million. So when you crash this major timeline for this pain of a bad toe, all of a sudden, everybody who was in there with the bad toe is taken off of that timeline. So you're doing them a big favor. They don't know about that. But you're helping yourself, and you're also helping them. And the timeline, depending where you are on the timeline, are you brand new to this timeline? Maybe you've only been on it for a couple of days. Maybe you've been on it for months. Well, it depends where you are located on the timeline. So when you crash it, you could get off of it instantly, or it could take maybe up to an hour or two sometimes to get off of a timeline. But once the timeline is released and disintegrated, then everybody on that, including yourself, is no longer on that timeline. And more than likely, if you're off the timeline, the aliens won't find you because there's nothing for them to recognize, and your pain will more than likely go away. Everything works out properly. If not, then you need to find out what other timelines you're on relating to your sore toe or something. But once you're taken off of the timeline, then they don't recognize you any longer because there's no film footage of you. So back to you.
Okay, great. Awesome. Very good explanation. Okay, so I think this is like the most major part because I know when I first started doing them, I didn't know about this, and I would just run, you know, timelines. I would change the timeline in the drop-down box, and I would run each one for 5 minutes or whatever, and I'm sure I could have gotten a lot more done if I would have just let it run. So, again, what you want to write down in the first large box under other emotion or location event involving above emotions to be cleared is crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, and then you want to keep it real simple and short and write what you want to crash. So if you want to crash, let's say, debt. Let's say you've got a lot of credit card debt. You just want to crash debt. Just write the word debt in the box after that sentence, okay? So it will be crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, debt. And then right underneath that, it says optional dream timeline removal. So after you've worked with Ron for a while, you start to realize that dreams are your parallel lives. You're just seeing them because your body is in a sleep mode. So you can either write down a short description of the dream that you had that you remember that you want to get off that timeline, or you can write down the date that you had that dream. Okay, and then the timeline crash window usually comes with almost all of the boxes already checked, except for when you scroll down to the bottom, it says part 2, step 21, and part 3, step 1 and 2. Check those boxes as well. And then you want to write down a time in there, however long you want it to run for. And if you let it run for a long time and you feel, I'm off that timeline, I don't need to do it anymore, you can press the discontinue healing clearing, or you can start it over again and do it some more if you still feel that you're on those timelines. And I know some people check by doing muscle testing, or maybe they just feel that they're off the timeline. I don't know, Ron, is there a way to know if you're off the timeline for sure?
Probably not easily, but you know, just do your own checking to see how it feels. You know, if your toe's feeling better, we'll say, hypothetically, and you think that it's healing pretty well, where before it wasn't, some of your pain is getting released, and more than likely you could be off of it. I think most people want to be sure. So they'll run it longer just to make sure that they're off of it. And at some point you will know that, yeah, they don't got me anymore. I'm free. I gave them my T-shirt, you know, my bad, the T-shirt with the, you know, the big toe bandage stuff on the front of it. You know, they'll give them that T-shirt back, and you know that you're on your way to wellness, you know. And then your body can start to heal. It's not going to heal that quickly when you're on all these timelines, because the timelines keep corrupting you. They bleed, they have bleed through. They come back into you because you're connected to it. But you're the first cause. You started the energy on it, and they need that energy also to create the timeline. So it comes and goes from you all the time. That's why you want to get off the timeline, so that you have some reprieve there, so you go, wow, I'm off of it. That's good. Now my toe can heal. But, you know, just keep doing it until you start feeling better. And then also, maybe you're going to have a lot more clarity after you do this for a week. Maybe you might say, well, maybe there's something else going on, you know? Maybe I got some alien critters in my toe. Maybe I better clear alien critters, because I now feel like I got these things moving around, crawling in my toes. Before, you didn't know about it. So you want to just keep moving forward and just seeing what's going on in your life. And, you know, once you finally get the timeline off of you, or timelines, you know, or sub-timelines, then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be well and go, whoopee, got rid of them. So back to you.
Okay. All right, great. So then, after that, you press start healing / clearing. You can choose any one of the five pictures that are there. It doesn't matter which one. They all work the same. And they're all basically like being energy coming through the computer monitor hooked up also through Ron, that is taking away those timelines. And I think we have not quite mentioned how you get on timelines is by thinking about things. So every time you have a thought about something, you are creating another timeline. So it also helps to stop continually thinking about things with the crashes. It will really get you off those timelines. So then let's say, like Ron said earlier, if you do timeline crashes for, say, 1,000 minutes, and now you feel that you're off that timeline, and you want to just make sure that there aren't little pieces of your spirit or your brain or whatever your thought processes or whatever's out there in the beyondo floating around. So what you want to do is the space-time crash clearing, and go back into the original box that you first got from the email username and passwords. And you're going to grab the space-time username and password that were listed under the timeline crash username. And you're going to put both of those in the optional boxes under the key, again, the blue key with the green background. And you're going to put that in the username and password and open up another window. And it's going to be a space-time crash. And that generally looks the same. It's generally laid out the same as the timeline crash. Again, on the top, you want to put your name. You want to uncheck the very top box that says select the space-time to crash. And then you're going to choose a number between 1 and 20. And then in this box, you're going to write crash all space-times consecutively, all parts, and then a colon or whatever that grammatical thing is. And then you're going to write in the exact same thing that you wrote in the timeline crash. And let's say if it's debt, you're going to write the word debt. And it's going to take all the space times that were created, that, and it'll bring them back to you. So it's basically bringing yourself back to yourself. Okay? And then it also has an optional dream release. So if there was a dream that your timeline crashed, you can put that in that dream space-time removal. And then, again, all the boxes are checked except for possibly a few at the bottom. All mine are checked right now, but I've been doing this recently, so I don't know if they're all checked, but you should check them all. And then you put in one-tenth of the time. So if it was for 1,000 minutes, you're going to put in one-tenth of the time to space-time crash. So it goes a lot faster, and then you just press start. And the light beings will find you floating around in the Beyondo, and they will bring you back to yourself, and you will feel generally very good after that. Yep. And be off the timelines. So it's very okay. Nice.
Yeah, it's like our show's kind of coming. So basically, when you buy it, you get the login for one page, and the one page now goes into the two different options, timeline crashing or and space-time. So the page directs you to another page, and you use those logins to get on to the page itself for clearing. So that's the way it works. So, well, you've got a tutorial somewhere that was made to help people out too. And our show is kind of winding down here. So everybody, do the mind a heart drop. So here we go. And send your questions, and if you have any questions about this, we'll answer them on the Friday program. So here we go. Command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, mind chatter. These are all darkness energies to bother you. So here we go. And you're going to take those, have your spirit take them into your heart. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. Tomorrow night at 5:30 Pacific, we have our special call getting rid of alien cloned replicas that you have with your special condition that you're dealing with. That's what we do on Thursdays. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.